Hello and welcome back to the BTL with Reb T, the Better Through Letter, the show where we talk how to make ourselves better through using the Ramban's letter. We're in lesson 25, phrase 25, just a couple of phrases left here. We're going to try to make it to about 31, including the epilogue, so we have about a week and a little bit left together in this series. Let's review this one today. This phrase is one of my favorite phrases and brings to mind one of my favorite pieces, Gemara, and then we're going to talk about one of my favorite all-time phrases that we saw in Rav Yisrael Salanter. We're looking at the letter for the ages with the help of the wonderful words and expositions and commentary of Rav Avram Chaim Foyer. This phrase, "Usifash fish b'maasecha baboker uva'er," review your actions every morning and evening. This to mind brings to me the idea of how they say someone should spend every day in tshuva. Why? The Gemara says you should repent one day before your death. And then the students ask the sage who said this, how can you repent one day before your death? Does anyone know what day they're going to die? So the sage answers, exactly. Since a person could die any day, you should review your actions every day, which is exactly. And you should do tshuva, repentance for your actions every day. Every time you say Shemona Esrei, talking to Hashem, talking to yourself, you should repent and try to be better, repent and try to be better, whatever happened, whatever you did. And it also brings to mind the idea of how we should take our days, take it as it goes, take it each day by day, and then go on your way and go about it. And we should all be zocha to live 120 years, but even so, if we live every day like that, then it's a really good way to try to be introspective and try to be better for the next day. So review the actions every morning and evening. Mesillas Yesharim picks up on the virtues of introspection and monitoring your actions frequently. There's a need for a person to carefully examine his ways on a daily basis, just as successful businessmen supervise and evaluate their investments, designating a special time each day for a personal accounting to assure that is conducted with undeviating regularity. It gives valuable returns. Monsieur Sacharm shows a two-way method of doing this. Quoting the Talmud in Irvin, and it says there, Yifashfish b'ma'asav, yimashmish b'ma'asav. One should scrutinize and evaluate his deeds. Scrutiny is the negative. Find and investigate the actions to see whether they harbor hidden wrongdoings or imperfections. Anything contrary to God's will, he must strive to eradicate. Upon completion of scrutiny, one can begin the second phase, evaluation. Here he inspects the good deeds that he performs. In this area, men are especially prey to self-deception because it's difficult to admit to oneself the traces of negative motivations within positive actions. If you really evaluate positive deeds, you could probably find pride, power, self-interest, or personal satisfaction. When you look at your actions and exhaustively investigate them, you can polish them to perfection. Vilna Gaon explains that scrutiny and examination, pishpush and mishmush, is the very essence of human really lies at the very essence of human experience. King Shlomo Melch explains in Kohelis, Ra Ra Yomer Hakone Ve'ozo Lo Az Yis Halom. It is bad. It is bad, says the buyer, but when he goes on his way, then he boasts. Kohelis again. The customer, the prudent one, is demanding. He takes the time to check the purpose to purchase carefully, goes through and analyzes it before deciding upon it. This type of buyer sometimes rejects the first items which the person shows him, thinking, saying, it's bad, it's not good. Then the seller has to come back and show him the very best merchandise. Only after the deal is closed, the buyer is on his way, he can finally say to himself, the article I've sought is really the best. This item is really top-notch. So the Vilna Gaon also explains, person on this earth is supposed to acquire Torah mitzvahs and fine character traits in midos. We work on our life, our whole life, we're supposed to work on midos. Midos are something that take an entire lifetime to polish and to take care of and to overcome. That's why the Mishnah Pirkei Avos explains, Ezu hu gibor hakovish es yitzro. Who is really a strong person? Someone who could overcome his negative inclinations and could overcome his yitzhara. That's a strong-willed person. I don't care how long it takes to build a city that's with your hands. It takes a few days, a few weeks, a few months. That's it. But the yitzhara stands up and tries to fight you every day. That's the strong person. Someone who really can get up and can really get at the yitzhara to fine-tune it. In your quest for these goals, a person should never be satisfied with what he has. You should strive to be better and better, improve yourself. Saying that the earlier performance, it's bad, it's bad. If he demands of himself the highest standards, he really will have a treasury of wonderful things at the end of his life. Rabbeinu Yonah of Gerandi, in his essay Darchei Tshuva, points out an agenda for daily self-examination. From when you get up in the morning, examine what you do. Divide the day into manageable segments which are easy to monitor. Say to himself, I'll keep myself under strict control until meal breakfast, which is not too far off. I could do this. Then when he's at breakfast, think about what he did since he woke up. If he did err, let him confess his mistake and resolve to be strong until lunch, and then examine again. Then make a method of control until the third meal, supper. When it makes the final accounting, some people do it right before bed, some people do it in your own Shemona Esrei. You could talk out loud to Hashem, talk to yourself, figure out what's going on, and resolve to be better. And the Ravan writes that mealtime is an appropriate setting for penitence and self-discipline. It's not necessary for the remorseful soul to afflict himself with debilitating fast. Rather, sit down to a fine meal, and while his appetite is still keen, then he can think about penance into his meals by refraining from eating the remainder of his food in order to honor Hashem. As he does so, he could think, just like I didn't give in to this, so I'll not give in to any other types of things that are contrary to the will of Hashem. That's a type of abstinence which is more effectively reminding a person of his love for Hashem than fasting even a full day every week. This is what we were talking about. This is one of my favorite stories. All his life, Rav Yisrael Salanter subjected his thoughts and actions to much scrutiny to find any errors. He learned the importance of toil from an incident when he was late at night. He chanced to enter a shoemaker's home. The shoemaker was working by the light of a candle that flickered and seemed that it would go out at any time, at any second. And he asked the shoemaker, "Why are you still working? The hour is late. Besides, your candle will soon be extinguished." Again, Rav Yisrael was the founder of the Musar movement. He saw ethical refinement for self-reflection everywhere he went, everywhere he breathed Musar. So anything he saw, he incorporated into his life. So the shoemaker answers, listen to this sentence. "This is true," answered the shoemaker, "yet as long as the candle still burns, it is possible to work and repair." Again, as long as the candle still burns, it is possible to work and to repair. Rav Yisrael was deeply impressed by the words. He thought about the dedication of the shoemaker and thought to himself, if one must work so for his physical needs, how much more so must he never cease his spiritual growth so long as his soul flickers within him. So for many days afterwards, Rav Yisrael was heard pacing his room, sometimes chanting slowly, "As long as the candle is burning, it is still possible to work and to repair." That's taking an incident you see, an incident that happens in your life, and applying it directly to your life. The shoemaker's talking about the candle, Rav Yisrael's talking about the neshama, the ner, the fire within you that still burns. As long as you're alive, as long as you have what to do in this world, there's still what you could repair, there's still what you could do. When he was sitting with students once, a dignitary of the city came to ask a question. At the beginning of the conversation, he sighed deeply. Conversation continued, and soon the dignitary left, and the students asked afterwards what caused him to sigh. "The moment this respected man came before me," the rabbi answered, Rav Yisrael answered, "I noticed the hem of my garment was torn. I felt embarrassed. I said to myself, if I was embarrassed before a human being because of a slight tear in my clothes, imagine how great and bitter a person's shame is in the world to come if the flaws in his soul are not repaired while there is yet time." Remember, if you're around, if you're alive, we should all be zocha 120 years. Hashem gives us the ability to have time to work on ourselves and to do what we can in this world. Review your actions every day, every night is a good way to go about the days, to good way to work on yourselves and to see what happened that day and how you can be better for the future. Because as long as the candle still burns, there's still work, there's still much to be done. Join us next time as we talk lesson 26 here on the BTL with Reb T, and I'm your host, Reb T.